In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. In July of 2013, on the day after Prince George was born, the news of a new heir to the United Kingdom scored two photos above the fold in the Washington Post. The LA Times ran the headline, "The Prince of Wales has arrived," but Wales as in cries, not Wales as in the Prince of Wales. Our own Boston Globe, faithful to our city's history of revolution and Irishness, placed the story on page A3, with a small photo beneath the fold on the front page, having been bumped by the news of a BSO conductor's concussion and a photograph of salmon migrating in the Penobscot River in Maine. But if you want to know what the British media thought, you can look up the cover of the British tabloid The Sun, S-U-N, which on the day that Prince George was born actually redesigned its logo so that the name of the magazine itself on the front page simply read The Sun, S-O-N. This is, of course, all old news. The young king-to-be is now some 9.5 years old. But my point is this. When a long-expected royal heir is born, it's big news. You do need someone in charge of public relations and press, someone to keep the paparazzi at bay, someone to make sure you get at least one sweet photo of the baby, maybe someone to throw some makeup on Dad, who inevitably looks worse than Mom. What you usually do not need is for your royal PR firm to go out into the fields and drum up publicity from the shepherds lying there with their sheep. Because the royal birth is big news in itself. But Jesus, of course, is no ordinary king, and his birth was no ordinary royal birth. And if that angel of the Lord had not appeared to those shepherds, and if that choir of angels had not praised him with a song, no one but his parents would have known he existed at all. The story of Christmas, after all, is a story of good tidings in unexpected places. The people are eager for a king, for a Messiah, for a Savior who will lead them out of the dark days they're living through and into a new and more glorious age. They even know where to look, in Bethlehem, the city of David, the ancestral home of their most famous king. The prophets had long foretold that a new Messiah would arise from Bethlehem. And you have to imagine that every pregnant woman in that small town wondered from time to time, could this be the one? But nobody was expecting a child born in Bethlehem to parents from out of town. And they certainly weren't expecting a Messiah who was born in a barn. Mary and Joseph came to Bethlehem by coincidence. And Jesus was born in obscurity. And they wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. And the story could well have ended there. But apparently God wanted somebody to know, and so an angel of the Lord appeared, again, in an unexpected place. The angel didn't appear in Herod's palace, telling him, it's time to start packing your things, there's a new king in town. The angel didn't appear in the temple, telling the people that their God had come to save them at last in the flesh. The angel didn't even appear in the sky over the city, proclaiming this good news to the expectant crowds. No, the angel appeared to a handful of shepherds, lying in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night, and they were sore afraid. And then the angel disappeared. These are good tidings of great joy that will be for all the people, we are told, but only these shepherds have heard the tale. God shows up in unexpected places. God shows up in the prayers that we say when we're not sure there's anyone there listening to them. God shows up in the acts of human love that are around us every day and that will never make even page A3 of the newspaper. God does show up in the moments of joy that fill the Christmas season, but God is also there in the moments of pain and sadness that are often there as well. God shows up in surprising places here on earth, in the midst of our lives, however messy or imperfect they may be, reminding us again and again that God loves us with an unconditional and unimaginable love. God sometimes even shows up here in church. So if God shows up in your life sometime soon, where will you be in the story? Will you be keeping watch with your flocks by night? Will you be paying attention, in other words? Will you even notice that God is there? Will you be watching and listening for the signs of what God is doing in your life? Or will you be, as I usually am, too caught up in your own preoccupations and anxieties and distractions to hear the angels sing their quiet song? And if you do notice God's sudden appearance, what will you do? Will you go with the shepherds even unto Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place? Will you treasure these things like Mary, pondering them in your heart? Will you accept that invitation, in other words, and follow it wherever God is leading you? Or will it become a half-remembered story of the past, a moment of spiritual fulfillment in the midst of an otherwise ordinary life? And what will you do after that angel of the Lord has disappeared? Will you, like the shepherds, return out into the world glorifying and praising God for all that you have seen and heard? Will you share the good news of what God has done in your life with the people around you? Or will it be the best-kept secret in your life, known only to a few fellow shepherds in the fields? Whatever the answer is, there is good news, because however attentive or distracted you are, however curious or careless you are, however much you share that good news or however much you pretend that it never happened, God is there, working, always. There were 30 years, after all, between the moment that we celebrate on this day and the next day anyone paid Jesus any attention at all, 30 years of obscurity in which God was nevertheless walking among us. And that's the case more often than not. God is among us, working in us and through us, even now, in places where we come looking for God and in places we'd never think to find him, comforting us and inspiring us and, above all else, loving us, casting down all the powers of evil and death in the world and freeing us to live in love for one another. So may God bless you in this season of Christmas, and whatever Christmas may bring, may there be times of surprising joy for you. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen.